Unit 9. Healthy versus toxic friendships.
It can be really difficult to know if your friends are good for you or not. So today, I'm going to be sharing with you the difference between toxic and healthy friendships. Did you know that the actual definition of toxic is poisonous? And when you apply the term toxic to friendships, it means that they're very bad, unpleasant, or harmful. Healthy is defined as promoting good health. When we talk about healthy friendships, we mean that it's beneficial to everyone in the friendship. That means that the relationship is good for both of you. And when you're promoting good health, it means that you're both encouraging each other to be the best person you can be. Toxic friendships can actually leave you feeling responsible for things that you know are not your fault. When you're in a toxic friendship, it means that one or both of you may have a difficult time communicating with each other, which makes it really difficult to talk about the things that bother you. In a healthy friendship, each of you are able to appropriately accept your responsibility in the situation when there's a problem or if someone has hurt the other one's feelings. Now, of course, there will be times in any friendship, whether it is toxic or healthy, where you may intentionally or unintentionally hurt the other one's feelings. Being able to talk about it is a really big indicator that you're in a healthy friendship. In a toxic friendship, when it comes to your attention that you have hurt someone, it becomes really difficult to accept responsibility for what happened. In a healthy friendship, you're able to apologize, whether you meant to inflict the harm or not, and go a step further and repair that friendship. That means that you're willing to make up for the hurt that you caused. In toxic friendships, one or both people just don't listen to the other. In a healthy friendship, you're each very considerate and attentive to what the other person values and has to say. Toxic friendships are often one-sided, meaning that only one person in the friendship is getting their needs met. They may often be the one who complains or comes to you in a crisis. Or perhaps they're just never available when you need them. In a healthy friendship, both of you are supporters and helpers for each other, and you find that that same level of attentiveness and care is reciprocated. Toxic friendships can be really abusive and confusing. If anyone is inflicting any intentional harm, whether that is physical, emotional, sexual, financial, or in any other area, it's time to reconsider whether or not you want to continue that friendship. Intentional harm to one or both people has no place in a healthy friendship. In fact, you'd probably go out of your way to make sure that the other person is well taken care of. If you find yourself being excluded or left out of things involving your friendship, that's an indicator that it's toxic. If you never get invited to events, or if it's a last-minute invitation, it's probably a toxic friendship. A healthy friendship means that you don't always spend 24/7 together, but you are considered, especially when big groups plan a get-together or several friends are invited out somewhere. You're not somebody that's often left out or forgotten. You may find yourself feeling really uncomfortable or like you're just not yourself when it comes to hanging out in a toxic friendship. So, for example, a toxic friend may encourage you to do, consider, or even just be present for situations that don't align with your values. So if you're somebody who really is not into vaping or smoking and a friend is constantly doing this around you or encouraging you to do it, it may be time to reconsider that friendship. A healthy friend may offer you something that may feel uncomfortable, but they'll never keep pushing it, especially if you say no or you let them know that you're just not okay with that. A healthy friendship is one where you both accept each other, even if you have different values or priorities. I know a lot of teenagers are figuring out how to comfortably communicate to others how they truly think and feel about themselves in different situations. But if you find yourself constantly afraid of sharing your true thoughts, your true feelings, your true opinions in a friendship, it's likely that it's toxic. Again, a healthy friendship is one where you feel comfortable being who you are and you're accepted just the way you are. A healthy friendship is not one where they want you to change. A healthy friendship may encourage you to grow and develop who you are and the interests that you have, or open you up to new possibilities. But they would never force you.